This is the People's Voice Choice, the show that asks the right questions about the wrong things. What really matters to you, the people, the most? Never mind the economy mashup, the pothole still about, gunman and some other man are run rampant in the society. And yet, people are more concerned about things like,
how come TVJ telling me my favorite TV show can't come on time?
Yes, there has been outrageous outrage by members of the Jamaican public after learning that their beloved TV show, The Voice, would not be on the XJBC/TVJ, just look at them now, as per the terms of their service. Our reporters caught up with some of them who had caught the rest of them, and this is what all of them had to say about the TVJ service.
I have got no service.
I know, ma'am. No TV service is a major calamity, worse than Gilbert of hysterically historical proportions. But hang on, ma'am. Stay with me on the phone as we try to sort this nightmare out. Now, I understand you tried calling the station but ran into technical difficulties.
What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me.
I said your receptionist must be having technical difficulties.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't be from the same page,
maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of my
forget about it. Listen, just tell the listeners how you feel about this.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels.
Brethren, everyone feels it. But have you tried actually calling the station?
Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now.
Can you do without The Voice just for 1 hour late? I totally sympathize. So, what really happened when you called them? Did they
answer?
So, them don't even answer the phone. What a setup. You know what? Let me try with our phone system here at the station here, because we just installed a cable and wired less new lemon phone system here. Wait, sound like we're getting through, you know. Wait a second, bear with me, listen.
Please, would you pick up the telephone?
Oh, here she comes.
Something must be wrong with the lines, man.
Operator, or could you help me place this call?
It seems there are blurred telephone lines in the thick of this thing, robbing the people of the chance to call in. This phone thing now working. Let me ping them with WhatsApp, BBM, ICQ, Skype, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Foursquare. Yes, I'm getting through now. Oh, yes, see, them just replied to my email. Now, they say that the reason they don't answer the phone is because JPSS says there was a power cut. But we know that's a lie. Listeners, what you say to that?
Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Wait, everybody, don't hang up. My high-tech guy is technically high, but he knows his stuff. So he's going to hack into their phones. I think he got an app from Obama. Yep, that look like it working. You can get Porsche Digi as well if you really want to cause trouble. Well, okay, here it go. It ringing.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Sir, you know, we've been trying to get a hold of you. You're the hardest man to get a hold of. Do you know that Jamaica wants The Voice to air on time?
I know you want it. I know you want it.
Oh,
TVJ. Yeah, TVJ. You see where you're going with? You see where you're going with?
Slow it down. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Well, plainly put, we want to watch The Voice on time. We used to have an on-time airline. We used to have time in our rice and peas. We used to have Jamaica time. And of course, we still have once time. But now it's time to have The Voice on time. So TVJ, what you think about that?
Never mind that, we should let it go. We should let it go. Cause we don't want to be a TV episode. TV episode. And all the bad thoughts, just let it go. Go, go, go.
Let them go just so. Frankly, we are just about giving up on you. We'll have to ask the public what they think, you know. You could lose viewers very easily.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts.
Yes, but why give the public a lame excuse?
I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Well, public, are you willing to wait the hour?
I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck.
Alright, well, TVJ, are you willing to work it out?
And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out.
Alright, TVJ, we know that your policy is set, but for Tessan's sake,
for the people's national pastime of Jamaica sake,
would you make an exception?
You are the only exception.
Thank you. You made the right incision.
So, TVJ, is there anything finally you would like to say to the Jamaican public?
I first saw Tessan live in this very studio when she performed on the final show of All Together Singing 2006. I got goosebumps there. So I know what she does. I understand how she makes people feel. And I believe that her talent, along with her Jamaican-ness, is really going to make a difference for this.
And
next time, Tessan answers all your questions. And we're going to have celebrities here, including Bruno Mars and Adam Levine, to answer all of the other questions.
From all of us here at Once Time, tune in next time to hear another
Time Longer Than Road.